Alice was already off the couch, phone in hand, dialing. I stared at the precise rendering of my mother's family room. Uncharacteristically, Jasper slid closer to me. He lightly touched his hand to my shoulder, and the physical contact seemed to make his calming influence stronger. The panic stayed dull, unfocused. Alice's lips were trembling with the speed of her words, the low buzzing impossible to decipher. I couldn't concentrate. "Bella," Alice said. I looked at her numbly. "Bella, Edward is coming to get you. He and Emmett and Carlisle are going to take you somewhere, to hide you for a while." "Edward is coming?" The words were like a life vest holding my head above the flood. "Yes, he's catching the first flight out of Seattle. We'll meet him at the airport, and you'll leave with him." "But my mother, he came here for my mother, Alice." Despite Jasper, the hysteria bubbled up in my voice. "Jasper and I will stay till she's safe." "I can't win, Alice. You can't guard everyone I know forever. Don't you see what he's doing? He's not tracking me at all. He'll find someone. He'll hurt someone I love. Alice, I can't." "We'll catch him, Bella," she assured me. "And what if you get hurt, Alice? Do you think that's okay with me? Do you think it's only my human family he can hurt me with?" Alice looked meaningfully at Jasper. A deep, heavy fog of lethargy washed over me, and my eyes closed without my permission. My mind struggled against the fog, realizing what was happening. I forced my eyes open and stood up, stepping away from Jasper's hand. "I don't want to go back to sleep," I snapped. I walked to my room and shut the door, slammed it really, so I could be free to go to pieces privately. This time Alice didn't follow me.